There are some clinically important changes in respiratory anatomy and physiology during pregnancy. The upper respiratory tract becomes edematous, predisposing pregnant women to nasal stuffiness, nosebleeds, and a postnasal drip. The chest cavity widens at the base, and the diaphragm rises about 4 centimeters from its pre-pregnancy position. Despite these changes, there's no change in the basic airway mechanics. Pregnancy represents a state of mild hyperventilation. The respiratory rate remains unchanged, but the tidal volume increases 40%, leading to an increase in minute ventilation. This increase in minute ventilation leads to an increase in PO2 from 100 to 110 and a decrease in PCO2 from 40 to 30. More oxygen is being brought in and more carbon dioxide is being blown off. The decreased carbon dioxide causes a mild respiratory alkalosis, which in turn is tempered by an increased renal excretion of bicarbonate, leaving the arterial pH only slightly alkalotic, between 7.40 and 7.45. Most cases of reactive airway disease or asthma occurring during pregnancy are pre-existing. New-onset asthma is occasionally seen, but isn't common. When it does occur, the diagnosis is made on the basis of history, physical, and response to empiric therapy, since methacholine testing is not recommended during pregnancy. In broad strokes, about a third of asthmatics will get worse during pregnancy, about a third will get better, and the remaining third will remain about the same as they were prior to pregnancy. Should it get worse, the worsening is usually seen early in the third trimester. Should it get better, the improvement is generally gradual throughout pregnancy. Acute exacerbations are uncommon during labor and delivery. Asthma is associated with significant maternal and fetal problems, including increased perinatal mortality, prematurity and low birth weight, fetal growth restriction, preeclampsia, and placental abruption. The management of asthma consists of 3 goals: prevention of acute exacerbations, early intervention to thwart acute exacerbations, and monitoring of the mother and fetus for complications. Prevention includes reducing or eliminating such asthmatic triggers as smoking, environmental factors, and allergens. In addition, we frequently use medium-dose inhaled glucocorticoids on a daily basis to keep the airway quiet. Some patients may also require a daily long-acting beta agonist, such as salumetrol, to suppress airway reactivity. Early intervention means encouraging the patient to identify worsening of her condition with prompt intervention with an inhaled beta agonist, usually albuterol. Fever may indicate a superimposed respiratory infection requiring antibiotics and shouldn't be ignored. Monitoring of the mother includes monthly visits and twice-daily outpatient measurements of peak expiratory flow rate. PEFR meters are inexpensive, and each pregnant asthmatic patient should have her own at home. Monitoring of the pregnancy will include weekly non-stress tests of the fetus and serial ultrasound measurements of fetal growth. During labor and delivery, some commonly used medications should be avoided because of their tendency to cause bronchoconstriction. These would include prostaglandin F2 alpha, ergotamine, morphine, or Demerol. Other medications pose no significant threat to the pregnant asthmatic, and some have bronchodilating effects. Safe drugs for use in labor and delivery include oxytocin, prostaglandin E2, butorphanol, fentanyl, epidural anesthesia, ketamine, and magnesium sulfate. Dilaudid, an opioid narcotic, has been used with good success during labor with many asthmatic patients, but causes a mild histamine release, which theoretically could provoke or aggravate a reactive airway. If used in this setting, airway monitoring should be particularly thorough. Pulmonary infections occurring during pregnancy need special attention to prevent hypoxemia and reduce fever. Maternal fever accelerates fetal enzyme systems, significantly increasing fetal oxygen requirements. Appropriate antibiotics combined with antipyretics, nasal decongestants, and oxygen supplementation is needed to maintain oxygen saturation above 95% may be needed in the case of bacterial airway infections. Seasonal influenza poses a greater risk to the pregnant woman than to her non-pregnant friends. For that reason, we usually give oseltamivir 75 mg BID to those women felt clinically to have the flu, even prior to laboratory confirmation.